Spiegel and Holmes.
If you're not listening to this show, then I don't know how you're hearing this. But if you're also not listening for other reasons, then you need to stop not listening, because this is a show you should be listening to.
Afternoons on the Score.
That's not a promo. I don't know what is.
Al Michaels is having dinner tonight at Toscana in L.A., and if he had this headset on, he'd say there's some people starting to sweat the end of this game out. But that's Al.
See me.
Yeah.
Oh, Joe Buck with an elevated version of I'm not saying, I'm just saying, keeping himself mildly displaced from the gambling talk by putting it on Al Michaels, who's just sitting there having dinner.
Also, you know? Why do we have to play the coded language game now with gambling?
We don't anymore.
I don't know why the announcers keep doing stuff like that. Like, we live in a space where the broadcasts are sponsored by gambling outfits. ESPN literally has ESPN Bet.
But it still doesn't infiltrate the actual game broadcast, as silly as that may seem. It doesn't get all the way there. It gets really close, but it doesn't get overtly integrated.
Why shouldn't it?
Well, that's...
You're Mr. Play-by-Play. Why shouldn't it infiltrate the broadcast?
Because a lot of them don't want anything to do with it. I know that for sure. And they try to create this little church and state thing still. Hey, man, Marquee does it in the bottom of the fifth every game. They'll have Cliff Floyd or whoever sitting there and say, well, here's something that I think is going to happen.
Yeah, here's my parlay.
And then I go back to Boog, who has no idea that has just happened, seemingly, or theoretically. It's disconnected.
Okay.
So there's still this idea that you need to be church and state on that one.
I don't think you have to anymore.
Well, I don't know if anybody's doing it. They got alternate gambling casts. Got a lot of those, but they don't have it completely mixed in yet. I understand your thought, but it hasn't happened yet.
It's true. I feel like Kevin Harlan may throw some stuff in occasionally.
That was a thick pick!
Can you bet on thick picks?
That's our new site that we're going to start up.
So Kevin had a rough one last
thick
night,
picks,
huh?
Thick picks with two C's.
T-H-I-C-C.
Yeah, that's what
time
we're doing.
Time for the start of the second half, sponsored by GoodRx. For simple, smart savings on your prescriptions. Go to goodrx.com or download the free... Uh-oh. That's it. Don't eat popcorn and apple. Holy smokes. Don't eat popcorn at halftime. Tell your children that when you put them to bed tonight. I got a game to do here. Here's the kickoff.
Oh, that is so painful.
That's when you hand your partner the read. That's when you give your partner the read.
He's
to finish.
Giggling. He's just sitting there giggling.
Because he knows it's ridiculous. And it's also like popcorn is probably the worst thing for you to eat as a broadcaster because of all the things that can happen. You know what's funny? Like, I thought about it like when we came back from break because it was time for my little snacky snack. And I had my Lorna Dunes and I was like, yeah, I'm going to end up in the same situation that Kevin Harlan is in for this segment.
But you did not. Because you're a professional, and because the Lorna Dunes don't have kernels that could stick around and get caught in
Lorna
the throat.
Lorna Dunes, man, so underrated.
It's a very good poor man's shortbread. And I don't mean that you're a poor man. I just mean it's available for everybody. The layman's shortbread.
I'm all right.
If you will.
People thinking I'm poor.
You got me thinking
That's
about
how
this.
I walk around Earth.
You got me thinking about this. The play-by-play, the lack of integration of the gambling stuff directly. I don't yearn for it. I'll tell you that much.
I don't yearn for it either, but there's no reason why Al Michaels, who for years has been winking and nodding at Las Vegas, can't now just talk about gambling. We don't have to do the cloak and dagger stuff anymore, boys. Mm. Just get, like, you've been doing it for 40 years.
Well, those
Your
guys.
Your friends in Vegas.
Sure. Well, those guys, as made guys, could probably do it. A lot of most broadcasters are told not to even get close to it. You might have it on a pregame show every once in a while for a different sport, but not integrated directly into the broadcast. And I don't yearn for it.
You don't? What do you yearn for?
I yearn to tell you some stuff that I heard about the next coach that the Bears go against.
You know what? You are Mr. Scoops today.
Digging around for stuff.
You are Scoop Spiegel, and we're going to take advantage of that next here on The Score.